There is one thing that Christians and Jews and Muslims believe in together, share a common belief in Abraham. Abraham, the father of all the nations. Muslims believe it, Jews believe it, we believe it. So Abraham is a very significant person in the history of Christianity as well as Islam and Jewish religion. He was chosen by God. God appeared to him in some way and told him to go on and take his family and all of his riches and go to a far land, go to another land that I will show you. So he did. He believed, he trusted in the face of darkness, in the face of the unknown future. He had no way of knowing where he was going. And yet he followed God's word and he believed. And so we have that first reading today in which God told him to do that, that he would be the father of many nations. And then we hear in our gospel today about Jesus being transfigured before the apostles. So we have Abraham following the Lord's call, being faithful to the Lord's call to lead his people into freedom. And we have Jesus transfigured before the apostles, who also is leading his people, us, to freedom, to the freedom of that new life in him. And this is the beginning of Lent. Kind tells us that this is our journey to walk from slavery to freedom, from slavery to the things that hold us down, and we all have those, and we all know them, to the freedom that lets go and lets God take charge. And that is our sense of our Lenten journey. The Father said to the apostles, "This is my beloved Son in whom I favor rest. Listen to him." Just as the people listened to Abraham way back hundreds of years before, so we're being asked to listen to Jesus, who was God's chosen. And another point of this transformation of Jesus, the transfiguration, is that he was preparing the disciples for their own cross, the cross of seeing their friend put to death in such a terrible way. They over those 3 years, they got to trust him and got to get to know him as a friend, someone who was for them and loved them and cared for them, brought them together as a community. And all of a sudden, he's a failure. He was nothing that he had promised. And so Jesus, by his transfiguration, showed them a bit of his divinity, that he was more than what we could see, that he is someone who is special to God and therefore would bring those people through this cross. And so Jesus, because of his love for his friends, knew they'd need his help. Just as we need Jesus' help, we have our moments of discouragement as well. We have times when we feel let down, when we feel lost, burdened, whatever. We need the assurance of Jesus too. So what Jesus did today in the scriptures that we read, he also did for us. And for us, it's a matter of faith to believe that that truly happened, that Jesus is with us, that Jesus is walking with us. And Jesus overcame the cross. If Jesus had died on the cross and never rose from the dead, we wouldn't think about him today at all. Nobody would. He would just have been another person who was put to death on the cross. But Jesus rose, and that's the big thing. His exaltation, his resurrection and ascension into heaven is that new faith that we have, that people didn't have before. Now they have the faith in Jesus himself, who rose from the dead despite the cross. And you and I will rise from the dead despite our crosses, whatever they may be. We will also rise from the dead and from those crosses to a new life that Jesus showed us in his life and promised us that the Father would give us. And so it encourages us to realize that Jesus had his cross, certainly, and we have our crosses. And as one writer says, Jesus died on his cross, and we die on our cross as well. But Jesus is with us. Just as he arose the first time around, he rises again. And so we talk about grace in this Lenten season, being surrounded by grace. Grace is like the air. The air surrounds us, although we don't feel it, we don't see it, we don't smell it, we don't taste it. But it's there. It keeps us alive. It keeps us going. And so is grace. Grace is like that at a different level of our spirituality. Grace is the same as the air around us. It supports us. It, no matter which way we turn, it's there. It's there to help us to make decisions, to live our lives, and ultimately to bear our crosses as well. That grace that surrounds us helps us to go from this point to the next point ahead, surviving the crosses that we have to bear, and ultimately experiencing the resurrection.